Hoy te voy a enseñar 16 frases en inglés esenciales para gente que ya está en nivel intermedio, ¿ok? Si estás apenas empezando con inglés y no sabes por dónde empezar, recomiendo mi curso básico aquí por YouTube. Pero si ya tienes una base y quieres como aumentar tu vocabulario, si quieres hablar un poco más natural, este video es para ti. Y si tú quieres más lecciones dándote frases esenciales para ayudarte a sobrevivir en un contexto de habla inglesa, por favor avísame en los comentarios. Ya, empecemos. Y si tú quieres educar tu oído 100% gratis, tengo un entrenamiento que me tomó meses crear que puedes bajar hoy en día 100% gratis. Educa tu oído hoy. Enlace en el primer comentario. La primera frase. It is, it's up to someone. Depende de alguien. Okay?
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
It's up to Joe.
It's up to you. Depende de ti. ¿Qué es lo que tú quieres hacer? ¿No? It's up to him. Depende de él. Depende de lo que diga él. It's up to John. Nota. It's up to. To. Reduciendo el to a un to y también vinculando. It's up to. It's up to.
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
It's up to Joe.
It's up to Joe.
Have you ever, más verbo en participio pasado, alguna vez has...
Have you ever seen a movie with Stuart before?
Have you ever seen a movie with Stuart before?
Have you ever been married?
Have you ever been married?
Por ejemplo, have you ever been to Canada? ¿Alguna vez has estado en Canadá? Have you ever? Have you ever? Have you ever? Have you ever been to Canada? Have you ever been to New York?
Have you ever seen a movie with Stuart before?
Have you ever seen a movie with Stuart before?
Have you ever been married?
Have you ever been married?
At the end of the day. Literalmente, al final del día.
At the end of the day, I like who I am. At the end of the day, I like who I am.
At the end of the day, you have to do what's right.
At the end of the day, you have to do what's right.
Pero usamos at the end of the day para expresar nuestras opiniones como al final de todo. Ya a pesar de todo lo que han dicho, at the end of the day, I love this job. Al final del día o al final de todo, me encanta este trabajo. At the end of. At the end of. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, I like who I am.
At the end of the day, I like who I am.
At the end of the day, you have to do what's right.
At the end of the day, you have to do what's right.
Well known. Well known, bien conocido.
Your name is well known to me.
Your name is well known to me.
Mr. Cogley is well known.
Mr. Cogley is well known.
Puede ser que estamos hablando de un parque, una persona, cualquier lugar, ¿no? He is a well-known writer. Él es un escritor bien conocido. Well known.
Your name is well known to me.
Your name is well known to me.
Mr. Cogley is well known.
Mr. Cogley is well known.
Take place. Take place, tener lugar. Y muchas veces lo usamos para hablar de como un evento.
This meeting is to take place at the Classic Hotel.
This meeting is to take place at the Classic Hotel.
Your leaving will take place in 6 days from now.
Your leaving will take place in 6 days from now.
Her party will take place on Saturday. Es una forma un poco más avanzada, también un poco más formal de decir que algo va a suceder en ese tiempo, este lugar, etc. Her party will take place on Saturday.
This meeting is to take place at the Classic Hotel.
This meeting is to take place at the Classic Hotel.
Your leaving will take place in 6 days from now.
Your leaving will take place in 6 days from now.
for the rest of, más un periodo de tiempo, ¿no? Por el resto de.
I want $10 million a year for the rest of my life.
I want $10 million a year for the rest of my life.
I'm gonna stay with you for the rest of the day.
I'm gonna stay with you for the rest of the day.
Puedes decir, for the rest of the day, I'll be here. Por el resto del día, yo voy a estar aquí. O, for the rest of the month, I'm going to be on a diet. Por el resto del mes, voy a estar de dieta. ¿No? Algo así. For the rest of, más un periodo de tiempo. Quiero tu ejemplo en los comentarios. ¿Okay?
I want $10 million a year for the rest of my life.
I want $10 million a year for the rest of my life.
I'm gonna stay with you for the rest of the day.
I'm gonna stay with you for the rest of the day.
To look forward to. Estar deseando algo.
I look forward to getting to know you, Bianca.
I look forward to getting to know you, Bianca.
I look forward to these cards. Very much.
I look forward to these cards. Very much.
Como estás mirando enfrente al futuro a un evento, estás esperando un evento con ansiedad, felicidad, ¿no? Y normalmente la estructura look forward to más un sustantivo o verbo en. I look forward to meeting your father, por ejemplo. Estoy esperando el día que pueda conocer tu padre, ¿no? O, I look forward to Christmas every year. Cada año estoy como esperando el día de Navidad porque me gusta, ¿ya? Look forward to, sustantivo o verbo in. What do you look forward to?
I look forward to getting to know you, Bianca.
I look forward to getting to know you, Bianca.
I look forward to these cards. Very much.
I look forward to these cards.
Very much.
Si tú quieres que yo te ayude con tu inglés, si quieres que yo te respalde durante tu proceso de aprender inglés y quieres mejorar tu listening, speaking, fluidez y pronunciación, ven a mi curso Fast Fluidez. Enlace en el primer comentario. To manage to, más verbo en forma base, es lograr algo, normalmente algo difícil.
I managed to swim to a deserted island.
I managed to swim to a deserted island.
Some of the things I managed to bring with me.
Some of the things I managed to bring with me.
They managed to survive, pasado, managed to survive the hurricane. Lograron sobrevivir el huracán. They managed to survive.
I managed to swim to a deserted island.
I managed to swim to a deserted island.
Some of the things I managed to bring with me.
Some of the things I managed to bring with me.
To fail to, más verbo en forma base. To fail to es como no hacer algo. Algo que esperaban que ibas a hacer, ¿no?
I failed to recognize you.
I failed to recognize you.
I must confess that I failed to tell you the truth.
I must confess that I failed to tell you the truth.
He failed to come to work today. Es decir, no vino al trabajo, pero estábamos esperando que iba a venir, pero no vino. He failed to come to work today.
I failed to recognize you.
I failed to recognize you.
I must confess that I failed to tell you the truth.
I must confess that I failed to tell you the truth.
Get used to something. Acostumbrarse a algo.
I don't want him to get used to the routine here.
I don't want him to get used to the routine here.
It's the jet lag. I can't get used to it. It's the jet lag. I can't get used to it.
Por ejemplo, I live in Vietnam and I'm getting used to the hot weather. Que vivo en Vietnam y estoy acostumbrándome al clima, al calor que hace acá. No, I'm getting used to. Getting used to the weather. Get used to. Get used to something.
I don't want him to get used to the routine here.
I don't want him to get used to the routine here.
It's the jet lag. I can't get used to it. It's the jet lag. I can't get used to it.
To come up with something. Idear algo o ocurrirse algo.
How did you come up with an idea like that?
How did you come up with an idea like that?
Hey, I came up with a great name for our car.
Hey, I came up with a great name for our car.
Por ejemplo, I came up with, se me ocurrió, I came up with a great name for my dog. Se me ocurrió un nombre buenísimo para mi perro, ¿no? To come up with, or he came up with a great idea. A él se ocurrió una idea buenísima. To come up with come up with something.
How did you come up with an idea like that?
How did you come up with an idea like that?
Hey, I came up with a great name for our car.
Hey, I came up with a great name for our car.
To take up something.
I took up cooking.
I took up cooking.
Why don't you take up your sax again?
Why don't you take up your sax again?
Take up something quiere decir empezar algo como un hábito, a new hobby, ¿no? Y normalmente es algo para placer, algo que tú haces en tu tiempo libre. Por ejemplo, I want to take up diving. Quiero empezar a buquear. Buquear, creo, ¿no? Diving. I want to take up diving. What do you want to take up?
I took up cooking.
I took up cooking.
Why don't you take up your sax again?
Why don't you take up your sax again?
Exactly the same. Exactamente igual, exactamente lo mismo.
You look exactly the same.
You look exactly the same.
We weigh exactly the same.
We weigh exactly the same.
You two look exactly the same. Ustedes dos parecen exactamente iguales, ¿no? Exactly the same.
You look exactly the same.
You look exactly the same.
We weigh exactly the same.
We weigh exactly the same.
I have no idea. No tengo ninguna idea.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
You don't know.
I have no idea.
You don't know.
I have no idea.
En vez de decir no sé, I don't know, puedes decir I have no idea. I have no why. No why. Vinculando con el sonido W, no idea.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
You don't know.
I have no idea.
You don't know.
I have no idea.
That was close. Eso estuvo cerca.
Oh my gosh, that was close. Oh my gosh, that was close.
Whoa, that was close.
Whoa, that was close.
Algo pasó, como quizás un auto llegó muy cerca de ti, casi te pegó, y te salvaste ahí y decías, that was close. That was close.
Oh my gosh, that was close. Oh my gosh, that was close.
Whoa, that was close.
Whoa, that was close.
That's it. Eso es todo, eso es suficiente, eso es correcto, eso es al final.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it, I'm finished. That's it, I'm finished.
That's the end of my class today. That's it. Eso es el final de mi clase hoy y eso es todo. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. I'm finished.
That's it. I'm finished.
si no puedes comunicar en inglés como quisieras todavía y quieres aprender todas las frases, todas las palabras que vas a tener que saber para sobrevivir en un lugar como Estados Unidos, Canadá, Australia, fíjate en mi entrenamiento de Starter English. Ahí vas a tener todo lo que necesitas, más audio para entrenar tu oído. Si quieres más clases ayudándote a armar frases esenciales para sobrevivir en inglés, por favor avísame en los comentarios. Y de nuevo, si no sabes por dónde empezar, deberías fijar en mi curso básico aquí por YouTube, lo más completo que hay aquí por YouTube. Y eso, espero que estés muy bien. Mil gracias a todos que han venido a Patreon para apoyar este canal. Mil gracias a cada uno de ustedes y espero que estés muy bien. Hasta entonces, chao, chao.